Chapter 1. Petroleum Operations Overview. Military forces require large quantities of bulk petroleum products to support combat operations. Military bulk petroleum operations require uninterrupted supply from the commercial supplier through the distribution network to the supported unit as far forward as required. Bulk petroleum operations involve requirements determination, resupply, storage, movement of bulk fuel, quality surveillance, accounting for the product, and maintaining distribution equipment and facilities. The purpose of this chapter is to give an overview of the petroleum supply operations process. Petroleum definition. For the purposes of this text, the term petroleum shall include not only the naturally derived product, but alternative, renewable, and synthetic fuels and their blends as well. Petroleum is divided into bulk petroleum and packaged petroleum. Class 3 Bravo. Bulk petroleum products includes liquid petroleum product transported by various means, such as pipeline, hose line, rail tank car, tank truck, barge, or tanker, and stored in tanks or containers having an individual fill capacity greater than 55 gallons. Class 3 PAPA. Packaged petroleum products includes petroleum products and chemical products generally, lubricating oils, greases, and specialty items that are normally packaged by the manufacturer and procured, stored, transported, and issued in containers of 55-gallon capacity or less. An exception is that various sized collapsible containers, such as the 240-gallon totes or larger, may also be considered packaged products. Petroleum supply description. Petroleum supply operations involve the material management and distribution of petroleum to include receipt, storage, distribution, quality assurance, and surveillance of bulk petroleum and packaged petroleum products. The petroleum materiel management mission requires continuous situational understanding to anticipate, synchronize, and direct bulk fuel in order to maximize combat power and enable freedom of action for supported units. Petroleum distribution management synchronizes materiel management with transportation, including pipelines and conduit, to move bulk fuel from the source of supply to the supported unit in accordance with the supported commander's priorities. Bulk petroleum distribution. The bulk petroleum distribution system in a theater of operations is the network delivering bulk fuel to the supported units. The distribution system may consist of storage terminals, pump stations, pipelines, hose lines, Class 3 supply points, tank vehicles, and rail tank cars. In a developed theater, the bulk distribution system may be similar to that of the undeveloped theater. However, a developed theater normally includes fixed facilities. While host nation support might be available in both undeveloped and developed theaters, Army bulk fuel planners should count on United States assets supplying the vast majority of its own bulk fuel needs. In the undeveloped theater, bulk petroleum is generally distributed using various temporary, rapidly employed systems. These systems include the Offshore Petroleum Distribution System, OPDS, a bulk petroleum transfer system used by offshore tankers to provide petroleum for storage in the beach support area or for onward movement inland. It also includes the Inland Petroleum Distribution System, IPDS, Tactical Petroleum Terminals, TPT, host nation support facilities, assault hose line system, petroleum tank vehicles, fuel system supply points, FSSP, the modular fuel system, contracted distribution assets, and other flexible systems. In the developed theater, bulk petroleum can be locally procured or received from ocean vessels at marine terminals and transferred by pipeline to tank farms. Petroleum managers may implement semi-permanent to permanent bulk petroleum storage facilities in this setting. The IPDS extends as far forward as practicable and is then supplemented by other means of delivery, such as barges, rail tank cars, and tank vehicles. When entering an undeveloped or developed theater of operations, the layout of petroleum distribution systems will be dependent on operational and mission variables. Theater-level organizations such as the Theater Army and the Theater Sustainment Command, TSC, are responsible for the assessment, development, and planning of the petroleum distribution management process in a theater of operations, whether undeveloped or developed. In accordance with JP4-03, the Army provides wartime planning and management of overland petroleum distribution support, including inland waterways to United States land-based forces of all Department of Defense DoD components, funding and maintenance for its tactical storage and distribution systems to supplement fixed facilities, the necessary force structure to operate and install tactical petroleum storage and distribution systems, including pipelines. In an immature theater, this includes providing a system that transports bulk petroleum inland from the high water mark of the designated ocean beach. Thus, the Army is responsible for receiving, storing, transporting, and distributing fuels for all land-based forces from the high water inland to distribution centers and retail supply points. To supplement its own petroleum force structure, the Army may use operational contract support in varying capacities. Operational contract support of the petroleum distribution network includes, but is not limited to, fixed storage facilities, bulk petroleum line haul, and retail fuel support. DoD directed the services to standardize fuel usage, thereby minimizing the types of fuels required in joint operations. Jet propulsion fuel, Type 8, JP8, a kerosene-based jet fuel with similar properties to the commercial jet fuel, Jet A1, with military additives, is the primary fuel for land-based air and ground forces. See MIL Detail 83133 Kilo and DODM 4140.25 Volume 1 for more information. While the single fuel on the battlefield policy requires JP8 be used as the primary fuel in most scenarios, petroleum planners will have to plan for other types of fuels, such as diesel, motor gasoline, and aviation gasoline, as the situation dictates. Refer to the DLA Defense Logistics Agency Energy Commodities Handbook and MIL Standard 3004-1 Alpha for more information. The Defense Logistics Agency, Energy, DLA Energy, procures bulk fuel within the theater when possible. Host nation sources of supply, such as commercial refineries, can shorten the lines of communication considerably and provide support that is more responsive. Tanker ships bring in bulk fuel not available in the theater. Ocean tankers are the most practical means of transporting bulk fuel across long distances. They are capable of providing over 10 million gallons in one load. In developed theaters, marine petroleum terminals receive and transfer bulk fuel by pipeline to tank farms. Pipelines and hose lines extend as far forward as practical to reduce transportation requirements. Barges, rail tank cars, tankers, and aircraft provide other options for moving bulk fuel forward toward the point of need. Pipeline is the most efficient means to transport fuel throughout the area of operations. Commercial pipelines are plentiful in many places in the world, including some less developed areas. The IPDS can supplement commercial pipelines or extend the reach of commercial pipelines, stand alone when commercial lines are not available, and be recovered and emplaced at a new location to meet changing operational demands. The least efficient, most costly, but most flexible means of support is via tanker truck. Concept of petroleum supply operations. The concept of petroleum supply operations is an integrated process that links the operational requirements of petroleum products to the sustainment capabilities required to support demands. It focuses on when, where, and how to provide petroleum products to forces in the theater via timely distribution methods. The basic petroleum operating concept is to keep storage tanks full and distribute petroleum forward along open lines of communication. The availability of fuel depends on the location of the theater of operations. The Army provides its own multimodal integrated distribution system. The basic stockage concept in theater operations is to have sufficient storage to support the most demanding operation plan and keep on-hand inventories at or near maximum authorized levels while using available transportation assets as efficiently as possible. Overview of planning at levels of war. Providing forces with the right fuel in the right place and at the right time requires planning to determine peacetime and wartime requirements, submit requirements, allocate product, establish or arrange for bulk storage, move products forward to and within the theater, ensure quality surveillance, issue and account for the fuel, and maintain distribution equipment and facilities. Planning petroleum support in a theater of operations is challenging due to the huge tonnages involved, distribution distances, and the constant demand. Planners make maximum use of all possible sources of supply and distribution in order to establish the redundancies required to ensure continued mission support. Petroleum supply is planned and executed at all levels of warfare. The following describes the roles and actions at each level. At the strategic level, the combination of service, agency, and commercial organizations encompass the top of the petroleum distribution management process. Strategic level petroleum planners assist in the projection and long-term sustainment of the combatant commander's CCDR bulk petroleum requirements. They utilize the nation's industrial base to enhance the combatant commander's capabilities through the leveraging of strategic resources while maintaining flexibility in the face of a dynamic logistic environment. At the operational level, petroleum managers plan the support operations necessary to help maneuver commanders achieve strategic objectives within theaters or other operational areas. The sustainment of unified land operations requires a continuous link between the strategic and operational level. Petroleum planners face the challenges of getting the fuel into theater and integrating the capabilities from many providers who project, distribute, and sustain bulk petroleum for the Joint Forces Command. The tactical level involves the installation and operation of tactical petroleum storage and distribution systems to support their forces. Tactical units derive their sustainment primarily from the strategic and operational levels for bulk petroleum operations and leverage the benefits of that sustainment to permit freedom of action. Tactical level organizations contribute to force readiness by applying three imperative capabilities critical to success: unity of effort, theater-wide petroleum visibility, and rapid and precise response. Distribution management. The Army employs the distribution management process to move petroleum from the source to the point of need. Distribution management includes materiel management and transportation management functions. It provides a consistent process whereby petroleum managers learn the things they need to do and the people they need to coordinate with to get the right fuel to the right place at the right time. The process begins with planning for requirements and ends when an item is issued to the supported unit. Petroleum planners determine and validate materiel requirements by commodity, quantity, and priority for distribution to units or locations, obtain materiel, and coordinate its distribution according to command priorities. Transportation managers allocate specific modes for specific commodities by quantity and priority to coordinate distribution and routing to meet command priorities. Distribution managers use the information provided by the materiel management component to coordinate with the transportation component by commodity, quantity, priority, and recommended mode. Petroleum products for inland support in a theater of operations are requested from the TSC or an Expeditionary Sustainment Command, ESC. Once the request is allocated, it is normally moved from the initial source in the Joint Security Area through the Quartermaster Petroleum Group and Operational Level Sustainment Brigades to the Tactical Level Brigade Support Battalion, BSB, or Forward Support Company, FSC. Detailed information on distribution management exists in Chapter 4 of this publication. Petroleum supply operations in the Army, operational contexts. Army sustainment enables unified land operations by providing the support required to keep the Army, other service, and allies engaged in operations across the operational environment, OE, as described in FM-40. Sustainment units supporting Army operations provide bulk fuel support within the operational contexts of competition, crisis, and conflict to ensure the combatant commander's freedom of movement, operational reach, and prolonged endurance. Operational environment. The OE is a composite of the conditions, circumstances, and influences that affect the employment of capabilities and bear on the decisions of the commander, JP3O. An OE encompasses physical areas of the air, land, maritime, space, and cyberspace domains, as well as the information environment which includes cyberspace, the electromagnetic spectrum, and other factors. These factors include enemy, friendly, and neutral actors that are relevant to a specific operation. The OE involves interconnected influences from the global or regional perspective that impact on conditions and operations. ADP3O and FM3O describe the OE in detail. A threat is any combination of actors, entities, or forces that have the capability and intent to harm United States forces, United States national interests, or the homeland, ADP3O. Threats exist in all domains and may include individuals, groups of individuals, organized or not organized, paramilitary or military forces, nation states, or national alliances. Threats are an inherent part of the OE. Sustainment commanders and staff must understand how current and potential threats organize, equip, train, employ, and control their forces. These leaders must continually identify, monitor, and assess threats as they adapt and change over time. Sustainment preparation of the operational environment is the analysis to determine infrastructure, physical environment, and resources in the OE that will optimize or adversely affect friendly forces' means for supporting and sustaining the commander's operations plan, ADP4O. It is a continuous shaping activity involving analysis to determine infrastructure, environmental, or resource factors in the OE that impact the Army's ability to sustain the commander's operations plan. Petroleum supply operations in theater focus on continuous supply to meet the demand of the force and its equipment, enabling commanders to extend operational reach and prolong operational endurance. Planning for petroleum supply operations involves constant assessment and adjustments to the initial plan to adapt to a changing OE. In addition, the analysis of the OE includes determination of the infrastructure, physical environment, and resources available in relation to petroleum supply support. During large-scale combat against peer threats, friendly forces, including those conducting sustainment tasks, assume they are in contact and under observation in the space and cyberspace domains, as well as the information environment. In light of potential adversary capabilities, all fuel managers must be prepared to operate in denied, degraded, and disrupted communication environments. FM6-99 includes standardized report and message formats, including the bulk petroleum allocation, bulk petroleum requirements forecast, and bulk Class 3 request and forecast reports. Petroleum supply operations during competition. The Army conducts operations during competition to obtain geographic, informational, functional, and leadership positions of relative advantage across the land domain at the theater strategic and operational levels of warfare to assist the joint force in deterring an adversary and to contribute to alliance, coalition, or partner nation assurance activities. Army competition activities augment joint cooperation and, if required, position the Army to contribute to joint adversarial competition below armed conflict and armed conflict. Army forces consistently compete in an attempt to keep relations with adversaries from escalating into a crisis or conflict. Examples of competition activities include setting the theater, military engagements, security cooperation, combined training and exercises, and sustainment preparation of the OE. Petroleum supply operations during competition focus on promoting organizational readiness and training. Army units present in an area of operations during competition require reliable petroleum support. Effective petroleum support operations provide the operational commander the freedom of action, operational reach, and prolonged endurance necessary to shape the OE. To enable operations during competition, petroleum planners must work with planners at all levels to apply unity of command and effort to prepare the OE for transition, leverage assured communication and enterprise capacity, leverage commercial industry capacity to preserve force structure, plan, synchronize, and integrate capabilities and capacities, define and understand command and support relationships, plan joint security operations and deterrent measures for the theater, consider commercial infrastructure and alternate sources of supply, refine operation plans, O plan, and contingency plans, CON plan. Validate time-phased force deployment data, also called the TIPFID. Compile joint services and allied nations' petroleum requirements. Identify engineer support requirements. Validate Army pre-position stock, APS requirements. Determine sustainment and combat configured loads, IPDS sets, kits, outfits. Develop theater petroleum distribution plan. Develop theater quality surveillance plan. Identify over-the-shore requirements. Have simultaneity of effort across the warfighting functions. Taking into consideration the level of host nation support and the ability to pre-position petroleum stockpiles, petroleum planners determine and validate petroleum, oil, and lubricants, POL requirements, and submit those to the Joint Petroleum Office, JPO, and DLA. They analyze the terrain of the area of operation, AO, which can have a significant effect on fuel consumption. They assess the shoreline, include water depth and tides, in preparation for possible over-the-shore operations. They identify and assess commercial infrastructure, including ports, airfields, and road networks. They identify alternative sources of supply, determine and configure combat loads, work with distribution and transportation managers to plan Class 3 delivery, and participate in partner nation engagements and exercises. Petroleum supply operations during crisis. The Army conducts operations during crisis for two purposes. The first is to rapidly deploy Army forces to provide deterrence capability or, if necessary, compel an adversary to cease or reduce the actions that threaten United States national interests. The second reason the Army conducts crisis operations is to respond to a natural or humanitarian disaster that threatens the homeland or the stability of an ally or partner. Operations during crisis may include mobilization, tailoring of forces, and other pre-deployment activities, initial deployment into a theater, and the development of mission-tailored requirements to support the commander's contingency operations. For petroleum operations planning purposes, this role consists of deployment planning operations that focus on requirements determination and allocation. Units base their petroleum requirements on their projected mission and the supported commander's concept of the operation and intent. Maneuver unit operations sections and sustainment sections work to develop, refine, and validate projected petroleum requirements. Petroleum managers may start exercising over-the-shore capabilities, commencing pipeline and fuel storage site construction, commencing the buildup of petroleum to reach the desired days of supply stockage objectives as determined by the combatant commander, and forward positioning fuel stocks. To enable operations during crisis, petroleum planners must work with planners at all levels to determine the petroleum requirements, provide Class 3 support to units in theater, refine concepts of support, develop consumption estimates, be prepared to support arriving, stationed, and rotational forces simultaneously, accelerate the rate and speed of assembly and integration of petroleum infrastructure and delivery, understand acquisition and cross-servicing agreements, ACSA, establish multiple ports of debarkation and distribution networks, commence time-phased force deployment data flow, mobilize component, often referred to as COMPO, 2 and 3 units, activate regional DLA contracts, exercise over-the-shore capabilities, deploy Army pre-positioned stocks, APS, focus on building unit capabilities and days of supply while enabling reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Commence reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Commence pipeline and fuel storage site construction. Identify inter- and intra-theater capability gaps. Petroleum supply operations during conflict. During conflict, Army forces focus on the defeat and destruction of enemy ground forces as part of the joint team. The most violent and lethal level of conflict is large-scale ground combat operations conducted against enemies with peer capabilities. As described in ADP 3.0, Army forces close with and destroy enemy forces in any terrain, exploit success, and break their opponent's will to resist. Army forces attack, defend, conduct stability tasks, and consolidation of gains to attain national objectives. The ability to prevail in ground combat is a decisive factor in breaking an enemy's will to continue a conflict. Conducting large-scale combat operations corresponds to seize the initiative and dominate phases of joint operations. When conflict operations commence, the commander immediately exploits friendly capabilities across multiple domains and the information environment to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative. This involves the orchestration of many simultaneous unit actions in the most demanding of OEs. Operations during conflict require greater sustainment than other types of operations because of their higher operating tempo, op tempo, greater lethality, and significantly increased consumption of supplies and equipment. Based on the complex and chaotic nature of large-scale combat operations, sustainment commanders and their staffs will need to account for the characteristics of volume, lethality, precision, and tempo during the operations process as they plan, prepare, execute, and assess operations. To enable operations during conflict, petroleum planners must work with planners at all levels to understand the concept of operation and scheme of maneuver, understand the command and support relationships, maintain situational awareness and understanding of the OE, accurately determine fuel consumption demands and mitigate shortfalls, conduct force protection through dispersion, signature management, and network security, conduct advanced planning to remain responsive as large-scale combat operations transition between offense, defense, and consolidation of gains, plan refuel on the move, ROM operations, refine the Class 3 Bravo distribution plan, estimate operational pauses and extended supply lines, plan for forward arming and refueling point operations, account for emergency resupply requirements, secure critical infrastructure, pipeline, and bulk storage sites, build theater days of supply, exploit multimodal petroleum distribution options, maximize resupply routes, plan for transitioning between offense and defense, and for consolidating gains. Army forces consolidate gains made in combat to make enduring any temporary operational success and to set the conditions for a transition of control to legitimate civil authorities and a return to competition below armed conflict. Consolidation of gains is an integral and continuous part of armed conflict, and it is necessary for achieving success across the range of military operations. Army forces deliberately plan to consolidate gains continually during all phases of an operation. Army forces may conduct stability tasks for a sustained period over large land areas. To enable operations to consolidate gains and return to competition below armed conflict, petroleum planners must balance the competing demands of fuel support to forces and stability tasks, identify and acquire non-organic capability to enable stability operations, anticipate requirements to close the joint operational area, be prepared to transition from IPDS operations to contract-operated, manage inventory down to near zero, and if necessary, sell the remaining fuel, be prepared to transition to Class 3 Bravo distribution with civilian assets. Fundamentals of petroleum quality management. Contaminated, commingled, or dirty fuels can damage expensive engines and cause the failure of critical combat missions. Quality management is the responsibility of every element that receives, stores, and issues bulk fuel. Quality management includes two subsets: quality assurance and quality surveillance. Quality assurance determines if the bulk fuel producer or supplier complies with the required specifications detailed in the contract. Quality assurance takes place at the strategic level and is primarily a DLA energy function. Quality surveillance ensures the on-specification fuel provided to the service is acceptable for the intended use until consumed. Quality surveillance is a service task performed by qualified personnel using approved petroleum laboratories and test kits across the area of operations. Quality assurance. Quality assurance is a planned and systematic pattern of all actions necessary to provide confidence that adequate technical requirements are established. products and services conform to established technical requirements, and satisfactory performance is achieved. For the government, contract quality assurance is a method to determine if a supplier of products or services fulfilled its contract obligations pertaining to products or services provided. It includes all actions required to ensure the government is receiving the proper products and services. By common usage, contract quality assurance responsibility is fulfilled when the product or service is accepted by the government and the product no longer belongs to the contractor or the service is complete. Quality surveillance. Quality surveillance is the aggregate of measures, such as blending, stock rotation, and sampling, used to determine and maintain the quality of product receipts and government-owned bulk petroleum products to the degree necessary to ensure that such products are suitable for their intended use. Quality surveillance takes place at the strategic, operational, and tactical levels. Sediment, water, microbial growth, and commingled fuel may damage aircraft, ground vehicles, and fuel storage equipment. Contaminated or deteriorated fuel can cost lives, especially with aircraft. A robust, detailed quality surveillance program ensures fuel used in military equipment is clean, clear, and bright, and suitable for immediate use for its intended purpose. Quality surveillance applies to all petroleum products and is the responsibility of all personnel who handle petroleum. Quality surveillance tests performed depend on where the bulk fuel is in the distribution network. The minimum quality surveillance tests required for each fuel type and location are provided in MIL Standard 3004-1-alpha. Army-specific quality surveillance guidance can be found within DAPAM 710-2-1 and AR 710-2. In addition to ensuring petroleum issued is suitable for use, quality surveillance provides insight into how well equipment and products are being maintained. Daily quality surveillance of petroleum storage and distribution systems is essential to detect leaks, sabotage, damage, pilferage, unintended product commingling, contamination, and deterioration during storage. Qualified fuel handlers and petroleum laboratory specialists perform and supervise quality surveillance throughout the Army Petroleum Distribution Network. Quality surveillance is the responsibility of every element in the distribution network that receives, stores, and issues bulk fuel. Quality surveillance and sampling of bulk fuel is necessary to ensure that quality products are supplied. Fuel handlers and petroleum laboratory specialist personnel take samples of products for testing as follows. Upon receipt, daily prior to use, when requested by petroleum offices, bulk fuel stored for 6 months or more, refer to AR 710-2 and MIL Standard 3004-1-alpha. The quality of fuel is questioned or it cannot be classified. A filter separator is first placed in service after the filter coalescer elements have been changed and within 30 days from the date last sampled from that filter separator. It is reasonably suspected that an aviation fuel may be contaminated or commingled. Commercial deliveries of bulk fuel. Refer to DAPAM 710-2-1 and MIL Standard 3004-1-alpha. Petroleum laboratories routinely test fuel at Class 3 supply points for deterioration or contamination during storage. A series of testing procedures ensures that bulk fuel is of the highest quality, meets the required performance standards, and is usable for its intended purpose. Providing fuel within required specifications requires checks at the point of receipt, during storage, and prior to issuing to the supported units. If bulk fuel is found unsuitable, the United States Army Petroleum Center, USAPC, makes recommendations for product disposition. The Quality Surveillance Program, CAR 710-2, is used to monitor the condition of fuel from point of receipt until it is consumed. In addition to ensuring that all petroleum issued to supported units is suitable for its intended use, quality surveillance provides day-to-day information on how well equipment and products are maintained. AR 710-2, DAPAM 710-2-1, and MIL Standard 3004-1-alpha dictate the testing frequency and the testing methods for bulk products in transit and in storage. General safety and environmental considerations. Bulk petroleum handlers adhere to safety guidelines in Equipment Technical Manuals, TM, to prevent death or severe injury during transportation, installation, operation, and recovery of bulk petroleum and its equipment. Environmental stewardship measures apply to petroleum storage and distribution operations. Safety in petroleum operations. Users are more likely to handle and store petroleum products safely if they understand and respect the unique safety hazards such products present. Chapter 6 of this publication gives bulk petroleum receipt, storage, and issue safety techniques to include safety precautions, hazard control measures, and health hazards. Explosions and fires caused by ignition of combustible mixtures of bulk petroleum vapors and air cause some of the most serious bulk fuel-related accidents. The transfer and storage of petroleum, oil, and lubricant products presents safety hazards that bulk fuel managers and handlers must consider and alleviate during those processes. Safety training is the key to preventing accidents. Safety training starts during the soldier's initial entry training and continues throughout their military service. Supervisors ensure all fuel handlers know about petroleum and the safety principles for handling and using petroleum products. In addition, handlers learn thoroughly self-care techniques, fire prevention, first aid, and emergency safety procedures. The United States Army Tank Automotive and Armaments Command, TACOM, and the United States Army Quartermaster School have websites to assist with safety and health in petroleum operations. Petroleum handling personnel should frequently search the USAPC, TACOM Unique Logistics Support Applications, also known as TULSA, and United States Army Quartermaster School Petroleum and Water Department websites for updates and messages regarding safety and health in petroleum operations. Environmental stewardship measures. The Army has the task of mitigating the effect on the environment of its operations. Without strict adherence to proper safety and environmental practices, petroleum operations can result in an adverse impact on the environment. Leaders and soldiers in these units need to follow safe, legal environmental practices to the maximum reasonable extent practicable under the operational circumstances. This will protect the health of those around them and prevent long-term environmental damage. Petroleum managers make every effort to adhere to the following stewardship principles. Apply appropriate risk management procedures. Comply with installation environmental policies, unit standard operating procedures, SOPs, and environmental laws and regulations and Army policy. Maintain a clean and safe work area. Use required safety equipment when handling hazardous materials. Report spills and other violations. Conserve resources. At a minimum, unit environmental compliance in petroleum supply operations programs cover hazardous materials management in accordance with DAPAM 710-7, hazardous waste management in accordance with the United States Army Environmental Command and the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, hazard communications in accordance with DODI 6050.05 and AR 385-10, a spill prevention, control, and countermeasure plan. This plan identifies fuel storage locations, therefore potential spill sites, and those measures taken to prevent a spill from occurring. A spill contingency plan that identifies what to do, what resources are available, and who to contact in the event a spill does occur. The station response team members should be identified by name and position. Environmental Stewardship Protection Program measures. Personnel at all levels are expected to comply with installation environmental policies, unit SOPs, ARs, and environmental laws and regulations. Additional considerations. Additional considerations include maintaining proper accountability and security of petroleum products. Petroleum products inventory. The primary goal of petroleum distribution is to initiate an uninterrupted flow of on-specification fuel with ground lines of communication as far forward as possible. Theft of fuel exacts operational and financial risks. The petroleum commodity is subject to fraud, waste, and abuse if not accounted for and handled properly. Automating fuel systems, sound accounting practices, accurate quality surveillance, frequent physical inspections and auditing, establishing responsibility, and good stewardship make fuel accountability effective and less subject to fraudulent activities. Petroleum accountability is the responsibility of all soldiers and personnel. However, supervisors, non-commissioned officers, NCO, and officers are ultimately responsible for ensuring proper accountability of petroleum products is maintained. Commanders instill in their unit personnel the sense of responsibility for exercising reasonable and prudent actions to properly use, care for, and safeguard all petroleum products in their possession. Good management of petroleum products includes the upkeep of records of inventory and documents that show gains, losses, and balances on hand or in use. DoD fuel is purchased and owned at the national level by DLA Energy. The fuel, when owned by DLA Energy, is known as capitalized fuel. When the Army purchases fuel, it is subject to Army accountability, handling, and storage policies. The Army is adopting DoD inventory management practices to seamlessly interconnect capitalized and non-capitalized fuel accounts. Capitalized fuel is owned by the Defense-Wide Working Capital Fund while in storage tanks, servicing vehicles, and ships until the point of sale. The DLA division of the Defense-Wide Working Capital Fund assumes management responsibility and ownership, title, for inventories financed from other DoD appropriations or funds without reimbursement, except as stipulated in UFC 3-460-01, DODM 4140.25, Volume 1. DODM 4140.25, Volume 6, provides overarching guidance for the accountability of capitalized petroleum products. DLA Energy provides additional guidance in its policies. Non-capitalized fuel is owned by the services while in storage tanks, servicing vehicles, and ships until the point of issue. The services assume management responsibility and ownership, title, for inventories financed from the services' appropriated funds. DODM 4140.25, Volume 1. In simplified terms, DLA Energy owns the fuel in capitalized accounts, and the Army owns the fuel in non-capitalized accounts. The vast majority of Army fixed bulk fuel operations are capitalized. Most tactical, unit-level operations are not capitalized. DLA accounts for its fuel to the nearest 0.25%. Army-owned fuel is accounted for to the nearest 0.5%. Personnel storing or transferring bulk fuel accurately account for receipt, issue, and stocks on hand for both bulk and packaged products. The biggest challenge in accounting for Class 3 products, particularly bulk products, is adequately measuring them. Units are responsible for all petroleum issued to them for consumption as part of their basic or operational load. Units ensure protection, maintain control, and maintain audit trails on all fuel issued and received for the current fiscal year of issue, plus 3 prior years. Unit commanders responsible for storing and issuing fuels designate in writing a responsible individual to maintain control of all fuels and to provide an audit trail. Aggressive management policies and procedures will assist in the prompt and accurate identification of shortages or overages. Refer to AR 710-2 and DAPAM 710-2-1 for detailed bulk petroleum accounting procedures of Army-owned product. Safeguarding petroleum. Fake invoices and tanker trucks with false bottoms are some ways that can be used to pilfer bulk petroleum. Saboteurs can contaminate products. Packaged products can be hidden in trash or salvage disposal drums. Unit commanders are responsible for devising a control program to prevent product loss. Require that all trucks entering and leaving the Class 3 supply point pass through a security gate, permit only one-way traffic, verify that no locks and seals have been tampered with before offloading and afterloading. Safety seals are not required for fuel conveyances. However, when they are implemented, ensure that their tracking numbers are accurate and the seals have not been tampered with. If there is an indication of tampering, make note on the shipping document and contact security before offloading the product. Require that any discrepancies in the amount of petroleum product loaded or discharged be reported at once to the supervisor and investigate the discrepancy. Metering fuel received is a method to accurately identify discrepancies in the amount of petroleum product transferred. Implement perimeter controls. Ensure physical security by using guards, barriers, protective lighting, entry control checks, and intrusion detection devices as applicable. Physically look into tank trucks prior to leaving the supply point. Establish methods to compare the documented loaded quantity of fuel to the physical quantity of fuel received. Petroleum bulk fuel transport vehicles not under the surveillance of the operator or a dedicated guard force will have locked hatch covers where possible, locked manifold access doors, each manifold valve secured with a transportation seal if a manifold access door cannot be locked, approved padlocks as specified in non-sparking brass for safety if available.